I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's go to Mike in Pine Beach, New Jersey. Mike, what's happening?
Mike?
Boomer and Gio, what's going on, guys?
Not hey, much. Mike. Why don't you give us some good news?
You guys know that yesterday, the New Jersey Sportscaster of the Year was announced, and it's the one and only Jerry Recto.
Get out of here!
He was a co-winner with a guy named Tom Williams.
A co-winner? Come on, is that really a co-winner?
There was a tie?
Is this the first time ever there's been co-winners?
I don't know, but there was a tie. There was a tie for sports writer too, but for Sportscaster of New Jersey, it was Jerry Recto.
Hold on a second. I remember last year Chris Carlin won this, and then we said Jerry needs to win it the next year. And I remember going through all the names and everything and said, how does Jerry not win this? And he won it this year. So obviously they were listening to
us. He didn't really win it. He's splitting it.
Yeah, it's split. It's for gays.
Yeah. But wait a second. You guys remember that, though, when Chris Carlin won it last year? I was like, how is Jerry's got to win this next year? He has to. And he did. Tom Williams.
Who is that?
Who's Tom Williams, Mike?
That bitch.
I don't know. Some guy from Ocean County, but...
Some guy from Ocean County.
Jerry's a winner. I figured you got to let you guys know, because Jerry's not going to let you know.
Just yeah, like, right. I know. I know. Yeah, Jerry does cowboy games with his childhood idol and doesn't even let us know. So there's no way he was going to tell us about this.
That's unbelievable that he wouldn't tell us this.
He saved a guy's life in the newsroom and didn't tell us.
Right, didn't tell us that. That's why he won the Pulse of the People Award.
Did you guys?
This is a big year for Jerry.
It's a huge year. Well, it's now the next year.
But it goes all together. It's all happening in one year.
Did you guys talk about this on the warm-up show?
No, this is the first I'm hearing it.
Oh, wow. I'm kind of...
What? Can you ask him? Like, why would he tell us?
I kind of want to take credit for this a little bit, because I remember last year I was mad that Carlin won it.
I feel like we should buy him breakfast or something.
Yeah, I bought the last five breakfasts. So.
But it is a shared award.
Tom Williams... Jersey Sportscaster. He's covering Ocean City High School sports. He's been named
like this. I go, Jerry, the guys want to talk to you about winning the thing. He goes, oh.
What do you mean, oh?
You didn't want us to find this out?
Why didn't you tell us?
Why didn't you tell us?
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Yeah, boy.
Hold on a second. Boy.
This guy, Tom Williams, has won this award 10 times.
I was going to tell you off the air after the show.
Okay.
Oh, after the show.
Well,
why?
Because when you come in, we're doing the warm-up show.
Yeah, why did you talk about it in the warm-up show with you and Al?
I don't know.
If I would have won Sportscaster,
well, we know that.
He would have definitely opened
it. So you're
opening
every segment with it.
You're a co-winner, right?
Yes.
Yeah, why? How's that work?
I have no idea.
And who's this guy? He's won it 10 times?
Yeah, he's won it 10 times.
Must be pretty damn good.
No, so he's obviously rigging this thing.
Yeah, somehow he's rigging it. It's got to be.
This was the thing we were talking about last year that Carlin won, and I was like, why aren't you winning this?
Right.
And didn't you have to join this?
I haven't joined anything. I don't know how it works.
Did Carlin share it, or did he get it free and clear?
I don't know. I would think he probably got it free and clear.
Could be Russian collusion.
Now, is there a dinner associated with this that we have to go to or anything?
There's a weekend, I believe, summer.
A weekend in the summer?
Yeah.
A weekend in Myrtle Beach?
That's what I was told.
Wait, is that just like that's what you win? Or
no,
is that where they have
No, you don't
win.
I think you got to pay to go. I mean, they're not just going to give out rooms and events.
All right, what do you think I just put in Jerry Recco into Google. What do you think the first four auto search things are for Jerry Recco?
How much he sucks?
No. It's actually nothing. It's not like that.
It's got to be Rutgers basketball.
No.
Not WFAN?
No. Is
his school that he used to have?
No.
Sports phone?
No.
Cornhole league?
Wife is number two.
Okay.
Jerry Recco, wife is number two.
Net worth.
No, that's not it. Mm. Jerry Recco, Twitter is one that's not interesting. Wife is number two. Number three is something that you just completed and had a lot of success with.
Calendar.
Yes. Jerry Recco calendar is the third autofill.
Oh, that's awesome.
And the fourth one is Jerry Recco COVID. That's
wow.
The fourth autofill.
That's how. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a bad week, but I wouldn't have thought that that would have been in the
top. How you doing?
Yeah, well, you know, congratulations.
Well, thank you. That's very nice. Sadly, I don't think I can do the weekend
co-winner
in Myrtle Beach, but yes.
Okay.
Well, it's just nice to be nominated.
Jerry Recco could be heard in the mornings on WFAN, won the New Jersey Award for his work on Leo Field's Rutgers sports properties.
Oh, you didn't even win it for this. You won it for that.
I believe someone from Rutgers nominated me or
got me into the mix,
but I don't know that for a fact.
Why would somebody around here nominate?
I don't know. I have no idea.
See, there was a schism here.
Who's right? Schism?
Well, when Mark got kicked to the curb and then Spike came in,
jeez,
there was something like in between that, and that was like the dead area, and nobody was doing anything in return for the on-air personality
right.
For yourself.
Okay. I mean, in fairness, I don't think I was nominated the last 20 years either. There was no schism for the last 20 years.
Well, that's on Mark, then. That's on Chernoff, then.
Listen, it doesn't matter. It's just very nice that someone thought of me. I don't know who at Rutgers did it, if in fact they did it, but I think that's awesome.
But I think it's right that if Al gets it, because Al now should get it, or Eddie even, for that matter.
Next year, you mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you guys get it? You're Jersey residents.
Yeah.
You pay taxes.
Last year, I tweeted out saying Jerry Recco needs to be the New Jersey Sportscaster of the Year next year.
Is this a play-by-play award, or can I win it?
I mean, you do a show every morning.
And a podcast.
That's true.
I mean, that's a big thing. You're big in the podcast world.
But you do it on a New York radio station, maybe because you're...
That could be.
The New Jersey.
Yeah, but our listening audience, although Chris Carlin, portion right. of it is over there in New Jersey.
Well, Carlin, Rutgers, too. I don't know. It's a good question, Eddie. I don't know.
And Al, everything that you've done to improve the lives of people in Bradley Beach.
Correct.
Think about the impact that you've had there.
Man, this Tom Williams is an award whore. Let me tell you something.
He's very good at what he does.
But he's obviously nominating himself 10 times to win this thing.
You
need it again?
I mean, it's way South Jersey, right? Isn't it Ocean City?
Ocean County, yeah.
Ocean County. Oh, that's not that far. Okay.
Such a tiny market, too.
You think he's nominating him? And who's doing the voting?
I don't know that either. No idea. But he's won it 10 times. He does high school sports down there.
Is there a spokesperson for this award?
Did this guy call in too when we were talking about this? I think he might have.
Tom Williams did, or
yeah, I think I'm remembering we did this last year.
And why do you say he's an award whore?
Because he's winning it every year. It's
that award. Has he won any other awards?
This one 10 times
in a row.
No, just like over the last 15 years.
Okay.
I want to get a list of all this.
I wonder if those years, you know, he won so often, the years he doesn't win, is he like...
He's pissed off.
Yeah.
Does he think, like, maybe, you know, I took my eye off the ball?
I think Mike Breen won for New York.
He did. Let's see. Carlin was last year. Matt Lachlan had won it in the past. He won 2018. Score! Oh, here we go. Yeah, so, Carlin was 2020. You're 2021, Jerry, with Tom Williams.
There you go. Tom and Jerry.
Tom Williams.
Maybe that's why they did it.
Maybe.
Tom Williams won this in 1985. That was his first victory. 1985.
That's called staying power right there, G.
Actually, you know what? I'm wrong about that. 1981.
Woof.
Was the first time he won. 40
years ago. Wow.
He won in 81. 85.
You know what's next, don't you? He's going to get a Lifetime Achievement Award.
He might. If he won this 10 times going back to 1981, I would say that's a lifetime of achievement.
2013.
So, sounds like a compiler to me.
16, 17. They couldn't just give this to you free and clear. They had to give this guy another one, a half of one.
Hey, by the way, is what it is.
By the way, there's never been two people who have won it at the same time. They've never had a tie.
How do they have a tie?
Ridiculous.
Tell me you don't want it.
Yeah, I'd be like, you know, give it to Tom Williams.
Give it to Tom Williams. He could have it.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I got another trophy I can put next to my Pulse of the People.
There's a Kevin Williams, too. There's a brother. I guarantee it's his brother.
He's won it for in the same county?
Yeah, in the same radio station.
Yeah, maybe it's his brother
let me
then.
Ask a question.
Yeah.
You have to pay to go to Myrtle Beach to get the award, or they pay you all expenses paid trip?
Well, I don't think I can go, number one. Number two, if I went, I wouldn't think it's all expenses paid. I have no idea. I don't know the answer to that. Maybe it is free. I don't know. But the week that event is one of our bigger baseball tournaments, so I do not think I'll be able to go.
By the way, Marty Glickman won this award back in 1960. So you're in good company.
Marv Albert win it all?
Not in New Jersey. But I'm just looking in New Jersey.
I guess he probably lived in Manhattan.
Just looking in Jersey. Let's go to Ruben in Belleville. What's going on, Ruben?
Good morning, man. How are you?
What's up, man?
Hey, I was just curious. This kind of sounds sort of like the Pulse of the People Award. This guy nominating himself and voting on himself to win it 10 times? It seems a little shady to me.
Yeah, and then his brother, too, has won like 15 times.
Oh.
Yeah. There's something Fugazi going on.
Without a doubt.
Thanks, guys.
Good job, Ruben.
Yeah. So, Kevin.
And, you know, every now and again, they'll throw like a rando in there like you. Yeah. Just to say that this is legit.
The bone was thrown my way.
Right, yeah. Exactly. You're the rando.
Kevin Williams. Okay. Kevin and Tom Williams have won this thing.
Oh, they run this thing.
They do.
100%.
You know Mike Frankel? Are you familiar with him? He was the 2019.
No. Michael Franco played for the Phillies. Mike Franco? No.
Mike Frankel.
Frankel? No, I do not. Where's he from?
Jersey Sports Zone in Trenton.
Okay. Great. Good for them.
He definitely went down to Myrtle Beach to collect that award, without a doubt. Can Carlin come on with us, or is he not allowed these days? Probably not, right?
I wonder if he went to Myrtle Beach. An award winner?
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's a free buffet.
Go to Myrtle Beach.
Suck my left nut. I guess that's a no.
Well, I mean, 2020, you would think it would be in the middle of COVID, so maybe they did it remote.
You know what? He must not have gone, or they might not have had it, because I did see when Chris was at, what bowl did Rutgers play in the Gator Bowl?
Yeah,
right?
Yes.
I saw them post a picture. He was presented with his award in the booth.
Oh, look at that.
Okay. All right, very good. So he turned down the trip to Myrtle Beach. We got to go. Just like when Boomer gets into the Ring of Honor in Cincinnati, we're going.
Yeah, but I don't think I can go. I mean, you can go
for
me if you'd like.
Yeah, we'll all go.
That's fine.
We'll accept the award on your behalf.
That's totally cool.
That's what we'll do.
And Tom and Kevin Williams are not brothers.
They just work at the same station with the same last name?
Yes.
Cousins, maybe? Family members?
Turns out I know Kevin's son. He sometimes books guests during Radio Row and that sort of thing. So I've worked with him over the years. His dad's name is Kevin. He says they have been at that radio station for over 40 years.
Boy, small world. Jesus.
Yeah.
They're not related?
Not related.
And they both just keep winning this award.
Now, does it look like they alter each year?
Yeah, basically. Oh. Actually, they go on runs. Like Kevin won one
like a basketball game.
Yeah, Kevin won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of 7 years. Bruce Beck actually was the one guy. He came in there and
he got the bone that year.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, 2002. And then Kevin's actually won more than Tom. It's crazy.
Yeah, they are not related at all.
Like no disrespect meant. How does Bruce Beck not win every year?
I don't know. It's true.
Guys, at every New Jersey event known to man.
But how do you not win every year? I mean, you're here every day, 5 days a week. You do Rutgers games. You do Cowboy broadcast. I mean, I'm like, is there anybody that does more than you do?
There are others that do more, I'm sure.
And now you have to, like, share the award?
It was an honor just being nominated.
No, you know what? You're not accepting it.
You guys know Dick Landis? Ever heard of him? He won a bunch.
No. I don't know Dick Landis.
Dick Landis won 4 years in a row.
From when? Recently?
75.
Oh, Jesus.
75 to 79?
I don't know.
How about Mort Lubau?
Nope.
62, 63, 64, 65, and 66.
How about Chernoff?
No. Well, he's not. He was never really a sportscaster, you know?
That's true. That's a good point.
Hey, let's go to Kevin Williams.
Oh, it's Kevin Williams.
Yeah, there he is.
Oh, my God. You finally got your hands off, your grubby hands off this award. Let someone else get it, huh, Kevin?
My 15 seconds of fame. Oh, my God. 20 years in radio.
So why do you always win this thing?
First of all, I have not won in a long time. I guess my window is closed.
Okay.
And yes, Tom Williams and I are not related. I know Tom. He's a South Jersey guy. I'm more a Central Jersey guy.
Okay.
But so the organization has changed. It used to be the National Sportscasters and Sports Writers Association, and it was based in North Carolina, a place called Salisbury, North Carolina. And they actually had the awards presentation at Catawba University, which was kind of like their partner on the whole thing. So when I went moons ago, I was going to Salisbury, North Carolina, which is not exactly Los Angeles. But a wonderful place. I mean, the town would get involved. They really treat you to the nines. And if Jerry can go, I would really suggest if it works into his schedule, because they kind of roll out the red carpet for you.
So wait, he'd be going to Myrtle Beach, not Salisbury, North Carolina,
yeah,
right? Okay.
Listen, I'll never win it to go to Myrtle Beach. That's too nice. I was in Salisbury, North Carolina.
Yeah, so last time you won, it seems like, was 2006. And
yeah, listen, I'm old now. So yeah. I guess, you know, although Tom is old too, but he's kind of like a South Jersey guy. Just so you guys know, the way it works is the members of the organization who are members from New Jersey are the ones who vote on the New Jersey winners.
Do you have a vote?
You know what? I'm not actually a member of the organization any longer. Not
okay.
For any other reason. I just, you know, I always felt like there should be some credibility in how you win the award. Jerry is clearly deserving, but it's kind of like a popularity contest. So I don't even know how many members there are in the state of New Jersey. You know, a couple dozen? I really don't know. You have to be a member to vote, though.
Okay. All right. And it doesn't seem like you have co-winners happen that much, but I am looking. Both you and Tom Williams both won in 2000. You guys shared the award.
Yeah. I've gone to Salisbury. I think I went about 5 or 6 times for the awards thing.
You bring your whole family type of thing? Like, is that what it's like?
I always went by myself. My wife never had any interest in
going. I don't know. Yeah, you staying in a Marriott? Where do you stay?
I'm trying to. It was okay. It was nice. You guys will get a kick out of this. So there would be things for the winners to do, and then they would have things for the spouses to do. The big thing for the spouses was you took a tour of the Krispy Kreme factory.
That's ridiculous.
Which I guess was in Salisbury. But I will say this. The first time I won it, I was very young, and the national winner was Dick Enberg. So it was a real thrill, you know, to get to hobnob with people like that. And they do go out of their way. They really do treat you really nice. And so, I mean, if Jerry's schedule allowed, he should go.
Did you have to pay your own way down there? Or did this group, the Sportscaster of the Years, pay the flight and everything?
Everything there is paid for. You would only have to pay your travel.
Oh, okay. All right. So you get the hotel for free and everything else. Okay.
The hotel, you know, the dinners day and night. You know, they do a really, really nice job. And they really go out of their way. And it's that one time where, you know, in my case, a nobody from New Jersey is hobnobbing with, you know, one year it was Warner Wolf, so I was like sitting next to him, that kind of thing. So it's kind of a fun thing. But Jerry clearly is deserving, and I'm a little disappointed he's got to share it with someone who's won it so many times.
Right, yeah, exactly. Not in the fact that, you know, finally somebody woke up and realized that Jerry's from Jersey. I mean, he's been doing this for years.
Oh, absolutely! Listen, I've listened to him and followed him for many, many years, and you know, was aware of all the good things he's done. You know, he's been very philanthropic. I mean, he's really deserving of this. But I will say this, Jerry: Tom is a really nice guy, just an old time radio guy, works very hard at it, and has really made an impact on a lot of high school athletes in South Jersey.
Yeah, he needs to take himself out of this.
No, he does.
He needs to recuse himself this year and let Jerry have.
No, don't do that.
All the light.
Jerry needs it all by himself.
Yeah, this is. Enough.
No, I mean, no. You
don't tell
me
do that.
How many voters are there, Kevin? Do you know?
4.
If you were asking me to guess, I would imagine in New Jersey is what, 25, 30 members? I really don't know for sure, though.
Okay.
And there was a tie.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Well, anyway, listen, Kevin, we appreciate you calling in and giving us some info on this, and congratulations on all your wins in the past.
Yeah, in the past, for sure. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too. That's former New Jersey Sportscaster of the Year, Kevin Williams, who won many, many times. Jerry Recco was the 2021 New Jersey Sportscaster of the Year, and he's sharing it with a man named Tom Williams, who has won the award 10 times, who really should take himself out of this. Yes, he should recuse himself. He should just step away.
What is enough enough?
I know.
It's never enough.
So you want to win this every year like Tom Williams now?
Whatever.
Would have been nice if you and Biggs would have split it.
That would have been cool.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Yeah.
That would have been very
cool. He won a couple times. He won in 2015 and he won in 2020.
By himself.
Yeah, by himself.
Nice.
By himself. Didn't have to share.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.